All right. Welcome to episode one of Path of the Apath. It'll just be an introduction episode for the most part. I go by two names and titles. One I've coined as the Prideful Emperor, or when I'm in a more dramatic mood, I also go by the Esoteric Prophet, because I say a bunch of weird things, I suppose, for the few times I do try to get myself to talk. I'm a manager at Pizza Hut where I live. Not the biggest fan, but it's mostly the people, isn't it always? I'm going to school to try and get my associates in the arts and psychology, and that'll just lead into a bachelor's in psychology, though I don't know what kind of specific field. Haven't looked too much, but most likely counseling psychology. For most part, this podcast, it'll be like an outlet for myself. I am not much of a talker. I'm very antisocial in myself. I don't like people. I don't know why. Well, I guess I know why. But that doesn't change the fact that I truly just don't care about people. There's some. But for the most part, I don't care about you. Not in the slightest. I'll be going from various topics stemming from schizoid personality disorder, avoidance personality disorder, as I'm learning it in my classes, as I am naturally just new to a lot of this stuff. I've looked it up before just because I've always just been like a reclusive person. I see myself as this, if I could be a hermit and then just never have to leave my house, I'm cool with that. I don't even have to like be playing on a computer. I would just read my books. And if I don't have books, then I'm just in my normal state of meditation, just on the ground. I am completely fine being alone, and I try to make no attempts to hide that fact. People at work or family, they want me to socialize with them. They kind of want to talk to me. And, I mean, they just want to know how I'm doing, but I don't want them to know how I'm doing. I could give a shit. And I don't want to know how they're doing either, because their lives are just full of shit. I'm a bit of a misanthropic person. I think I said that right. I'm misanthrope. I've actually was reading the old Molière, screenplay that I just found while I was cleaning up my room, and I liked that book enough to take it home from school, and I've read it a few times, and it's just because, for whatever reason, the main character, Aliste, I believe, or Aliste, we seem to have very similar personalities. I can't really seem to put my nose on it, but we just seem to have an extreme distaste for the cultural, I probably should have wrote that down in my notes, but just as it is, just the talking, the socializing, this is neither do I like it. I guess I'm just not good at it. Maybe if I was good at it, I'd like it, but I'm just too used to giving people orders. I've never tried to talk to people. Even people who I would have considered friends if I even still had an inclusive definition to how I could have friends. But for the most part, I don't want them either. R.I.P. Probably also be going through like, because I've seen listened to other podcasts and some YouTube videos where people around my age, older or younger, they have the same slump. It's like a midlife crisis, I believe, when you're just younger. I like to think, since I was thinking on midlife crises, maybe it's just the symbolic middle of your life. Who knows? If you have one so young, does that mean you'll only live till about 30 or 40 as you struggle? Because it feels like the midlife crisis is just like an approaching climax to to just your life. I can almost feel this between everything that goes on my own. I don't know if I would care or not, but maybe I probably don't want to live for another 10 years naturally. If any more, I guess that's a blessing, but any less, would it make much of a difference? But I guess that's a podcast for another day. But for the main context and what the next episode will be about is the comparing and contrasting apathy versus empathy. I think a lot of people already know what empathy is. That's like the most basic of human emotions can be wrapped up into empathy. And apathy is just its extreme opposite. Not even extreme, it's just its opposite. It's the yang to the yin that is empathy. It is the coldness, it is the darkness, the unfeeling or uncaring. It's stiff to social cues or social norms. It is what it is. It's the same as you don't care. When you're apathetic, you are numb to the feelings of what you are, what you're trying to feel. It's like you don't have that sense of love, or you don't feel like you don't feel any of the emotions that some people, I guess some people would. I'm going off my script, but like I said, that might just be the next podcast. Yeah, apathy versus empathy, or compared to apathy compared to empathy, which is better, which is worse. I'm on the train that empathy is far, far worse. I want this to be informational. I'm going to try to make this not turn into just like devolving rants. But it will be what it is. This is just a personal thing. If people do hear this, I don't even know if I'll be posting it out on social media. But if people do hear this, I hope they gain information on something. Maybe it's just they're gaining information on me as I talk through my own experiences, just stories that I like to hear, examples and context. Or maybe they'll just gain more insight on themselves. Who knows? But until then, I guess that's one solid introduction. But who will be leaving? The prideful emperor or the esoteric prophet? If you don't like calling me either of those, rip. Maybe I'll give another closer title in another podcast. Well, I hope you have a good day. Signing off.